everybody was well, everybody was friendly. An example was that the boss I had in the model shop was a very elderly man, and he came up to see Joe Desch about something. This is after I was transferred to Joe's department, and I called him Mr. Sheeler. Harry Sheeler was his name, and so Mr. Sheeler and I talked for a few minutes, and Joe, when he left, why, Joe says, "Say," he says, "I want to ask you something." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "Why do you call him Mr. Sheeler and you call me Joe?" I said, his age has a lot to do with it. But that was, you know, the attitude. See, everybody called him Joe.
Mm.
He and I worked together in this tube lab alone for so many months, you know, getting things started. In our shirt sleeves in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
In our underwear shirts, because we couldn't have the windows open because our gas flames would be blown away from our work.
Uh-huh.
And so we had some pretty intimate contact for a long time, and uh-huh. we got pretty well acquainted personally. The other thing was that we had a meeting every, oh, I think it was once a month, where Joe would call everybody in. This is on a Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Call everybody in the office and really lay down the law. I mean, you were supposed to have that done 2 weeks ago. Why isn't it done? You know? Why haven't you got this problem solved? You know, you think I'm going to give you another job if you can't do this one? And oh, I mean, he would just lay people out right and left. And
he wasn't like that every day?
No. Well, no, no. Well, yes and no. This is, this is just Joe. And this was after the war. But it hadn't, this is an example of the whole psyche of Joe.
Yeah.
And my cubicle then was clear in the back, and next to me was our own little model shop. And we had two fellows in there. And when the meeting was over, everybody went back to his place of business, you know, and I had a piece of spaghetti, you know, a wire insulation that came in 3-foot lengths. And I walked in the model shop and I said, "All right, you bastard, bend your back, get your ass around." And all of a sudden, the two of them are looking at me and their expressions change. They're standing still. "You got the message, didn't you?" That was all it was said. So, listen, I'd say the spirits were very good.
Uh-huh.
And I always said, Joe was probably the worst person in the world to work for. I told him this. And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Well, you know everything about every project that's going on. In fact, you probably know, it looks to me as if you know more about every project that's going on than the guy that's doing the project."
Mm-hmm.
And this was true, because we wrote daily reports, everything you did, for patent reasons. Mm-hmm. You were in pen and ink and in a notebook that you couldn't tear, you couldn't take a leaf out of.
Uh-huh.
And he did know everything that went on.
Uh-huh.
And I said, under those conditions, you're the hardest man to work for.
Yeah.